Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hurts calling for the football. He's back. He's looking. He steps up. Still looking. Still looking. He's starting to run. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do it yourself.
That's 2 touchdowns for Jalen Hurts.
Heck of a game by the quarterback last night. Jalen Hurts, efficient, protected the football, didn't take sacks. And ran for 2 touchdowns. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Right back to all your phone calls in just a few minutes on the game, the win, the good, the bad, and the ugly, which, of course, is Jalen Carter getting thrown out of the game before this thing even got really started. Let's talk to the voice that called it all last night, Merrill Reese, joining us.
Merrill,
good morning.
Morning. Is it morning already?
It is. I don't know what time it is. I'm all off. But we got a victory last night, Merrill, which is the most important thing. That was a bizarre opener, especially when you factor in the weather delay there, Merrill.
Everything about it was. And I've had a chance since the game, while you're calling it, you're commenting on what is happening. But to really reflect takes a little bit of time. And the more I think about it, the more I believe that it was ridiculous to throw Jalen Carter out of that game. I mean, if he dives at a quarterback's knees and injures him and does something like that. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't stupid to retaliate or to do something that was disrespectful and crude like that, but I don't think the penalty fit the indiscretion. I think that what they should have done is fine him. They should have penalized the Eagles 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. But to take him out of the game before snap one and change that game dramatically, the effect, I hate when the officials have that kind of an effect on a game where they take the Eagles' best player and meanwhile Dallas, we talked all week about the fact that Dallas was out, they stupidly traded Micah Parsons and they're going to be without their best player. And then all of a sudden, the Eagles' best player is gone. I'm not saying that entered the officials' minds or that there was anything dishonest. But what I'm saying is I thought it was a ridiculous decision to throw him out of the game.
Well, it did change the game, Merrill. There's no question. I mean, I understood why they did it. It was so obvious. You know, it wasn't like, you know, sometimes there's like the guy's head flies back. Like, wait, was there a spit there? It was so obvious that I feel like they almost had no choice but to throw him out. But it did, Merrill, affect the game.
Merrill, he spit on him.
So Merrill, what you're saying, is it okay? It's okay to spit on players?
No, it's not okay. And it should cost you 15 yards and a fine. Not an elimination from the game, unless he was warned and then he did it again. But I think that's way over the top. It's not as if there was a shot later that was a replay with one of the Cowboys throwing a punch at an Eagles player's head. I mean, that's a little bit different. But, I mean, look, it's wrong. And it's a lack of discipline. And I guarantee you he won't do it again. But to throw him out and change the entire game, I think, is over the top. I think it's too much.
Merrill, let's spin forward here. So last year, the Eagles suspended Jalen Carter for the first quarter of the Falcons game with an internal thing. I think maybe it came out that he missed a meeting, something that made them do that. Do you think the Eagles will have any punishment for Jalen Carter moving forward because of what happened last night?
Yeah, I'm sure they will, but we'll never know about it. I mean, whether it's financial or whatever they do, there'll be something involved there, and I'm sure that Nick Sirianni has really exploded and let him know what he thinks. And, of course, you can't do that.
Right.
I'm just saying to dramatically change a game like that for spinning, a little saliva. I mean, look, again, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Penalize them. They gave the ball to the Cowboys near midfield. And then they're going to find Jalen Carter, and maybe the league finds Jalen Carter, but that's enough. Don't change the whole game because he spit. That's just way over the top.
Well, and it changed the game. I mean, the Cowboys went right down the field and scored their first three times. All right, Mel, let's talk about the other stuff that happened, because there was a lot in that game. And I think we start with the quarterback. Merrill, last night was one of those nights where you had to watch the game to really feel it. Because Jalen Hurts' numbers last night weren't anything off the charts. I thought he played great last night. I thought he was in control. Only took one sack. Accuracy was there. Now it was mostly underneath stuff except the shot to Dotson. But every time they needed a play, especially with his legs, Merrill, to ice the game, the two touchdowns, I thought Jalen was really good last night.
That's what great quarterbacks do. And he is a great quarterback. He is growing every year, every game. He is a great quarterback. He is a winner. He's the reason they won that game. He's the reason they are 1-0. The biggest reason, of course, because he didn't have a lot of time to throw, and he was on the run, and he was under duress, but he found ways to win the game, to make the final first down on a quarterback draw. I mean, he's just so good. The Eagles are so fortunate that he's their quarterback.
Well, he was really good last night. And they also got some contributions on the defensive side as that game went on from the rookies. I thought Makuba showed something. Jahad Campbell showed something. Those young kids out there, they got snaps, Merrill, and they made plays.
Yeah, and speaking of the defense, now, Hugh, you guys may see this differently, and I think Mike Quick saw the play a little bit more differently from me, but I thought the penalty on Reed Blankenship in the end zone, what was he to do when the pass was thrown in that direction? He was running towards the receiver, and he couldn't pull up at that point, and there was contact, and they called hitting a defenseless receiver. It wasn't if he went helmet to helmet with the head or anything like that. I thought that was a weak call.
The Blankenship one, they had a lot of penalties last time on defense. The Blankenship one was one. It was almost like, man, what is he supposed to do? He's flying full speed. That was
right.
That was a tough one last night on the Eagles. And they just throw those flags down, Merrill, when you're anywhere near the head. But that one, I fell for Reed on that. Merrill Reese with us here as we react to the Eagles' victory last night over the Dallas Cowboys. Merrill, that game, you know, I don't know if they just got cold. That game was so different after the delay. I mean, it was an offensive game the whole game. And then, Merrill, they come out of delay and almost no one can move the football.
Yeah, it was like the air went out of the balloon. Everybody was flat at that point. But fortunately, the Eagles had the lead and they maintained the lead. And they're 1-0 at this point. And, you know, maybe we should come to expect this. Last year, too, the first four games, well, they won in Brazil. Then they lost the next week to Atlanta. Then they went and beat a bad New Orleans team, even though the Saints were off to a good start. And then they were absolutely horrible in Tampa Bay. I think this is a product of not playing regulars at all in the preseason. Now, wait a minute. Before we jump to that, I want to say that I agree with that now. I've completely changed my thinking. I know why they do it. They do it because it's a long, hard season, and you want to keep your players fresh, and you don't want them injured in the preseason. Detroit plays their regulars in the preseason, and Detroit was the best team throughout much of last season. So they got to the playoffs, and they had 16 players on injured reserve, and the Eagles, who started slowly, who were 2-2, only lost one more game the rest of the way, and they had 22 healthy starters in the playoffs. So That's the price you pay for guarding against injuries early.
Well, it is, and the good thing is you get a win. They didn't play great. They didn't play their best, I'll say it that way, but they still got a victory, which is the important thing. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on, and enjoy a weekend watching the NFL, and we got a game tonight as well. The team we're going to see next week, the Chiefs and the Chargers tonight. Merrill, have a great weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, who disagreed with the idea of ejecting Jalen Carter last night.
Can I take a moment to say something?
Floor's yours.
I'm starting to get a lot of text messages about why I didn't, you know, let Merrill go on like he did. And I just want to say, I already got two strikes. I don't need a third. Merrill's an OG.
But listen, Merrill's our guest, and he's entitled to his opinion. I thought the ejection was warranted. Merrill didn't.
Merrill's an OG. Yep. I know what my bread is buttered. So I'm going to go ahead and keep these two strikes, and I ain't going to take that third.
Yeah, I have a blanket rule. We just can't do the spitting thing. We just got to outlaw spitting, and if you spit on someone, you're out of the game. That's all.
I will say this. Better not nobody spit on me, because, I mean, that's not – that dog ain't going to
hunt. Yeah, I don't think that dog's hunting for anyone.
Dog ain't going to hunt.
Yeah, no, it's not. Let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, DeMond.
Hey, man, I'm good. Hugh, man, listen, I'm laughing at you, bro, because if Dak would have spit at me, I'm going to tell you, if Dak would have spit at me, and I'm a football player, I'd have swung at Dak here yesterday. I'd have got kicked out from school.
DeMond, seriously, but why? Like, seriously.
Why? Because that's disrespectful to spit in my area, spit in my way as a man. That's total disrespect, man. You're talking about being a man, being a person. As a person, Hugh, if somebody spits at you, that's total disrespect, man.
I understand that we are dealing with copium this morning, but we have to be smart in situations like this. So you're telling me, if you're walking down the street right now, DeMond, you're on your way to work, and if somebody spits in your path, that gives you the right to punch them in the face? That's what you're telling me?
No, sir. No, sir. What I'm telling you is that if you watch the video, because I caught on DVR. I rewind the whole thing a couple of times. Dak is saying something too.
Yes, he is. He's talking trash.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you see what he's doing.
So
now what he did was, now this is what I'm going to say. You're right about that. We got to get his temper under control. What Dak did is a sucker move, dog. He's a sucker. He baited him into it only because he was on the NFL. Dak would have never did that in the playground.
Oh, okay. So
in high school.
So DeMond.
He never did that.
So DeMond, who's the sucker? Because Dak played in the game and damn near won it. So who's the real sucker?
Well, you're right. You're right. JC did it. Now, that's what I agree with you on, Hugh. That part as far as getting him some help.
DeMond, I started out, and I like the call because you're calling with passion, but DeMond, you have to know that is done. Like you just said, if we're in the streets, Dak ain't doing that on the streets. So why is he doing it now? It's because he's trying to conquer you. You have to play chess. That was a checkers move. I understand.
Right.
I hate the Cowboys just as much as everybody else. But I also know that if I'm not on the field, that greatens their chances of winning the game.
You understand that?
Because, DeMond, check. Because I know where you're going, bro. There's street rules and there's football rules. They can't be intertwined, man. You got to be smarter than that. We're not in the streets. We're not in the streets.
And let me add this to it. I understand your point, DeMond, and maybe it was taunting or disrespectful, whatever word we want to use. I would have been okay, DeMond, if he got in his face, even if he shoved him, 15-yard penalty. Like, I might say, Jalen, come on, that cost us 15 yards, but you're not getting thrown out of the game for going up to Dak and shoving him, right? That's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike. We all move on. You can't spit on him.
I agree. Now, I don't think he should have got thrown out of the game. I'm with Merrill on that.
We have to throw people out of games for spitting. We can't let spitting. Hold on. The NFL, and DeMond, we love you, man. Appreciate the call. We noticed what happened to Nolan Smith last night, right? The NFL now has an emphasis on taunting. There's no way I can let someone taunt and that's a penalty. Like, I don't even think taunting is a big deal. Like, we're all grown-ups. Who cares if they're having fun? Like, I think that's silly. But they're emphasizing taunting now, but we're going to allow spitting? Like, we can't allow spitting.
Here's the thing. Now, you know, we talk about Dallas sucks and all this other stuff. But across the league, you have to have a mutual respect for everybody. Now, I remember a few years ago, Tony Romo spit on, who was it, J.J. Stokes? Spit in his face. spit in his face. J.J. Stokes didn't do a thing. I think I forgot what happened to Romo, but that was disrespectful. And then let's think of, like, we tend to forget, like, not what, 3-4 years ago, we were all running around wearing masks, social distancing.
You mean Bill Romanowski?
What did I say?
You said Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah, I've messed his name up. Romo Romanowski.
Well, I just, you know, that's kind of a big thing to say. Yeah, Tony Bill Romo Romanowski. Spit on someone. I'm like,
yeah,
did he?
Tony, Bill Romanowski. That's
Ro- now Romano, yeah.
That's why you were looking at me like I was crazy.
So I was like, Tony Romo spit
no,
on someone?
I was cooking.
That felt like I would have remembered it.
No, I was cooking and it just, I forgot. But you're right. It was Romanowski. Yeah. And we just got out of an era, we just got out of a time where we were social distancing, and we weren't spitting on everybody. So now it's cool to spit on somebody?
It's not cool to spit on anyone.
And he's justified because Dak spit in his area? Like, DeMond, I'm not picking on you, but, dog, that sounds kind of stupid. Like all, with all due respect, you're not stupid. I don't think you are. But listen to how we are justifying spitting on somebody.
This actually is a memorable segment. We have come to justify the spitting and Tony Romo, poor guy, just caught it straight and didn't do anything. Poor guy. All right, 215-592. We're sorry, Tony. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, all your phone calls, your reaction. I would suspend Jalen Carter for next week. If I'm Nick Sirianni, he doesn't suit up next week. That's the punishment. Let's get this through that we can't do this ever again. Where do you come down on the Jalen Carter situation? Spitgate, the game itself.
Spitgate.
We'll also
crazy.
Get to Jalen Hurts, how he played last night, his performance, which I thought was really good. Except A.J. Brown didn't get the ball until like 2 minutes ago. What was that about? All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody know my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's are coming out with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Now, folks, I've had it. I've had it straight. I've had it in the locker room punch. Both ways is really good, but I kind of like it straight. It has a smooth, sweet taste. Perfect to enjoy with your friends. It's bold, vibrant, and has an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and a hint of honey. It's going to be my new tailgate drink this year, people. Jack Daniel's Blackberry is coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. As we discuss an Eagles victory, what a weird night last night at Lincoln Financial Field. A great night, the banner ceremony. It was like a celebration. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh my goodness, Jalen Carter got thrown out of this football game. He did.
Joe, it happened so fast.
It's so fast.
Everybody was like, what happened? What happened? And they were like, he spit on him. And after that, my phone was blowing up. And people were talking about, wow, That's a lot on national TV.
That is a lot. It's the best way to say it. It was a lot. The Eagles overcame it. They won the football game. A big reason why, Hugh, Jalen Hurts, I thought he played really good football last night. Yeah. I thought it was
efficient.
I thought he was in control. His legs really were the difference in the game. I mean, the passing game was solid, and they moved the chains enough. And he was, you know, I think he only had 4 incompletions.
Did you notice the chain crew? I didn't notice it.
Oh, that they weren't there?
Well, it wasn't. I guess because I was at the game,
right.
So I didn't actually look at it wasn't noticeable to me.
I don't think they ever had to use that virtual thing that they implemented this year.
There was the one tush push that was close, and they just—I don't know if they signaled it based on their view or did they like the technology tell them? Because it was like
it was quick. The one ref signaled quick. First down almost instantly.
Yeah, it was quick. But everything about Hurts' game last night I liked. I mean, the deep shot to Jahan Dotson was a beautiful pass. And his legs really, I mean, I thought the Cowboys kept making a mistake by playing man and just no one was covering him. I mean, in the red zone, there was no one matched up on him. He just walked in the end zone when he couldn't find anyone open. And then late in the game, that 3rd and 4 or 3rd and 3, whatever it was, to seal it was a big-time run by Jalen Hurts. I love the way he played last night. Let's hear from Jalen because although he played really well, you know, there was one aspect of it that was different. The outside receivers didn't do much last night, right?
Nah.
It was 16 yards receiving for Devontae. And AJ, you forgot he was out there until the last 2 minutes.
No, it was funny, right? Because, you know, I left a little early. I left right before the rain delay. So I get a ping on my phone, you know, like different things are being said. And I guess it was something from Bleacher Report or something. And it said the Eagles receivers are getting, it's a cardio game. Because, you know, and I was like, damn, that was a savage text. That was a savage text to get. And I think shortly after that, that's when AJ caught one on the sideline.
So typically when people have those jokes, I think it's usually like spun towards Jalen's not seeing them open. Uh-huh. I didn't think they were open much last night. This wasn't a case where I thought Jalen was missing open guys. I didn't think they were getting open last night. Let's hear Jalen Hurts talking about the defense for the Cowboys. Did they do anything specifically to take away AJ and Devontae?
Are they doing anything to take AJ or Devontae away from
them? I wouldn't say so. I think they were just doing a really good job of matching things in coverage. And, you know, there's some things we got to be better at. And, you know, great job by him staying patient and you know, in the big moment, right, making a play. Most important play of the game in my eyes, and then we're able to get ourselves in a position to convert that third down and wind down the clock. So great play by him.
Well, it was a great play by him. It was a good catch. I mean, he made when they threw to him, finally he made a catch. But Hugh, I do wonder now moving forward, are they going to make more of an emphasis next week? And how much? And I don't think we know, and they probably don't know until they watch the film. Did they just do a good job on him, Hugh, or do you think maybe he wasn't running as well as he usually does? He missed almost all of camp with the hamstring. It's just so weird. I can't ever remember an AJ Brown game 58 minutes
been
in.
That quiet.
No targets. Like, it's one thing if they just can't connect. Like, zero targets.
I'll say this. I think AJ did a great job of handling it the way he did. If he was upset, but it was something that even in the suite that we were talking, that it was noticeable to everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, damn, where AJ at? And I remember asking that question. And then after that, him getting a catch, because I was like, damn, AJ's not going to get a catch. It's something that it's going to get better with time. But we have to understand that was the first game. And you do not want to put the ball in harm's way just to right. put it in harm's way. Dallas Cowboys did a pretty decent job stopping the run, but they, as a whole, you would be foolish to throw it when they're so bad against the run. So I would look at it like this, folks, that the game dictated you run the football because of the front of the Dallas Cowboys. So there are going to be opportunities as the season progresses to throw the football. Like, I'm going to tell you, like next week, probably going to have to throw the ball a lot, going to probably count him a lot. Because I can't see Spags changing his game plan because of what happened in the Super Bowl. They're going to come after Jalen.
It seemed like the Cowboys were in, they were sending some pressure, but also sent it back in a zone, yes. And everything was underneath. Right?
You were taking shots. Yeah. You were trying to take shots. And I'm not trying to.
11-24.
No, I'm not trying.
I told you so, Douglas.
I'm not trying
to
say
it. That's six.
What I'm trying to say is.
I think I'm at eight in my tally.
They took shots in the pass rush or the stunts to stop the running game.
And they did slow Saquon down.
Yes, and that's what happened. Because, to your point, Joe, they're not as talented as we are. And at the end of the game, the talent shone through. But the anger and the disdain that they have for us made them play above their station. They looked pretty good in the first half.
They did. And
they looked pretty good.
Yeah, and then the fumble really was the difference in the game. I mean, that's where they could have taken the control again, and they didn't. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni last night. He was asked about AJ's quiet night, and in Sirianni fashion, he kind of goes into a filibuster. Here he is talking about AJ, but then spinning it to other stuff.
It is an odd thing that AJ Brown goes that deep into a game without a target. What were some things they were doing where you guys kind of maybe struggled to get him the ball?
Yeah, that's a good defense and a defensive coordinator. Matt Eberflus has been a longtime defensive coordinator, has a lot of experience calling defenses. They did a good job of matching some of our routes. They did a good job of matching some things and taking away AJ. We had some different things to him that, you know, Jalen had to get through some progressions, and I think Jalen did a really nice job getting through his progressions tonight, and then made some plays with his legs as well. But you know, credit to them. Those are two really good corners over there, and then another first round pick who's still, you know, developing as a player. I just think that they did a good job on defense doing that, and when we needed it, you know, we needed to. So many times here, we've won the game because of our four-minute offense and, you know, different ways to play that, being aggressive. I thought we were aggressive, and AJ got a ball that set us up for a third and three that helped us win the football game. So, you know, when we talk about roles, you know, I tell those guys, there's going to be games like this. This is going to happen, but to be what we want to be, you know, AJ's obviously going to have to be involved more in the offense, but you know, some games go this way, and I get that will be a story and everything like that, but you know, there are games that go this way. You look at Smitty in 2022 against Detroit. You know, AJ has whatever, 8 for 155 yards, and then Smitty has 0, and then the next game he has 8 for 175 yards and a touchdown. So that's the way it goes. I know this, that AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert are selfless, very selfless, and they want to do everything they can do to win, you know, for the team to win. And they know things go like this sometimes, but they also know that they have to be involved to help the team win. So you love that about them. I think some of the proper questions, is, you know, that no one's asked me is, you know, man, how about Jahan Dotson coming and making some huge plays today?
All right, listen, that's where we had got to cut it off. I mean,
a big catch.
What about Jahan Dotson?
Dotson ain't making $20 million.
That's exactly it. When there's two receivers that make like $55 million combined, and they have like 20 yards combined or close to that, that's a story. Now, he brought up an interesting parallel, Hugh. In 2022, first game, Devontae had 0 catches, and it was a big story. But he also kind of remembered the story. AJ had a huge day. The story last night was, although efficient and a lot of Dallas got her touches and Jalen ran really well, neither outside receiver did anything. I mean, it was just very quiet for the receivers. So they could pretend it's not a story. It certainly is when you've got two guys making that much money. Let's go to Terrence at Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Luke, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Hey, guys, I wasn't impressed by the win last night. And Jalen, Hot Tua Carter, he definitely has to get himself. Look, guys, it ain't right. Anytime somebody spits, it's nasty. I don't care if it's in the direction, if it's on you. To me, he got baited in. That one of them out the game. Mm-hmm. He baited him, man, because everybody in the league knows Jalen Carter is an emotional creature on the field. And he baited him, and he fell for the bait. I don't care. It didn't land on you. Jalen. So there was no reason to go and spit on him. He could have spit in his direction on the floor, too, and I think the refs would have let it go. You know what I mean? But that game last night gave me collapse year vibes. When we came in with an unproven offense coordinator, to me, the offense had no umph to it. Although Jalen Hurts was efficient, and we all know Sirianni is stubborn. He likes to give these guys the preseason off, and they didn't have no reps. And last night, it looked like they didn't have the reps. I love my team, and I want to be honest right here, guys. We are a much, much better team than Dallas. And we struggle at times stopping them, particularly Adoree Jackson. A couple times, Quinyon got caught too. But if Adoree Jackson is on this team past this weekend, I might lose it. Because it shows on the field that we need a right corner. It shows. And how, man, come on, Howie, man. Everyone says Howie season this, Howie season that. Let me cook for a minute, Joe. That bear came for the head to the head did some damage, guys. Because you let a CJ go in his prime for nothing, basically, because the lineman that we got for him ain't here no more. And you let Slay go. And Slay clearly can shut down this side of the field still right now in his career. He still can shut down this side of the field. And if we had both of those guys, we'd blow Dallas out. I know Carter got ejected. If we had Carter, we'd blow them out. But how you talked about money, bro, and you tried to get Micah Parsons, and you were willing to pay him this enormous contract, and we have needs on the team. I don't get it with you, Howie, right now. That's why last night, the energy from the team, it didn't feel like a championship team. And we know they lost Micah Dowd. That's on Jerry. That's Jerry Dunn's fault. But I didn't see that championship pedigree last night. Although Jalen was good. Every game last year felt like they were morphing into the championship team. I didn't feel that coming into the game. I didn't feel the energy. I don't know if it's because they did with the banner thing. And we have Lord talk about repeating and all this stuff.
Right.
But if you look at our team and look at the eye test, last night it didn't give me that.
I'm with you on that. They a lot of ways they didn't pass the eye test last night. Terrence, yeah. Good phone call, man. We appreciate it. All right, he mentioned Adoree Jackson. We can't, I mean, we got a problem. I mean, we have a problem here at the second corner spot. Adoree Jackson last night, they targeted him 7 times, 5 catches allowed, 5 first downs on those 5 catches, 103 yards allowed, and also a target that was dropped. I mean, CD had it and he dropped it. That would have been a big play, plus a pass interference. That to me, I mean, like, maybe I'm a hard grader. That doesn't sound like an average effort. Let's hear Adoree Jackson last night grading himself on his first game as an Eagle.
I got myself a C. Room for improvement. Things that I did well, things that I can correct and get better at for the next week. So I'm not gonna hang my head or hang it too high or too low at the end of the day. Regardless if I play good or I did, it's always things that I can find to get better at, do better at. Yeah, I give myself like a C. C's good degrees, but I give my, because we won, so I give myself a C.
Vic said earlier.
He gave himself extra credit because they won. Is that what I heard? Yeah, because we won, I get a C. Yeah, well, they do. All right, Professor Douglas.
He says C's get degrees.
Professor Douglas, how would you grade Adoree?
Luke. he didn't play well,
no.
But he graded on a curve.
Okay.
I mean, and you know, hey, you won the game. I mean,
well, not,
nobody's going to like to hear
not
this.
Not because of him. I mean.
You did win.
The team won.
Okay. He didn't play. He needs to play better.
So are we doing the Jalen Hurts, he's a winner thing for Adoree Jackson?
He's a winner.
Adoree Jackson, not a winner.
No, listen. With everything that happened last night, for them to get out of there the way that they did, I mean, I'll take it. I'll give him a C. Maybe a C minus.
That's a D performance last night. He got torched.
He graded on a curve.
Every time he was in coverage,
curve.
CD was 5 yards ahead of him.
No, CD was going ya-ya the first half. Yeah. He almost had 100 yards the first half.
Well, he would have had like 180 if he didn't drop the ball.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Remember that game they played in Kansas City 2 years ago where was it Valdez Scantling? Who was the guy? There was the receiver.
Oh, dropped a touchdown in the
touchdown.
End zone? Yeah, it was MVS.
Yeah.
That's what reminded me of the end last time. Like, that ball's in his hands that he just drops it. So we just got to like wipe the sweat off our brow and get the heck out of there. Hugh, I wonder how long of a leash they're going to have with Adoree Jackson. It's a 1-year contract. He's a vet. It's not like they invested a lot in him. They traded for Jacorian Bennett,
mm-hmm.
right? The guy that you like to remind us they put him on the red eye.
He got him on red eye.
And they put him out there a little bit last night. Now, he also got a pass interference call, but I don't know. We got, what do we got, 8-10 days until the, or 9 now?
They
got
to tighten up.
We got to Kansas City. I'd rather see Bennett on the field.
You know what's funny? I don't think anybody outside of us was surprised at the way that they played last night. It was sloppy. It was undisciplined.
Yep.
That was the first game of the season, and none of them really played a whole lot of preseason. It'll get better, and it's the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of emotions.
So you're right on that. It is emotions. It's a rival. But the competition's going to get harder, right?
Like
Mahomes is next week. So Dak's good. I've always thought Dak's he's a good quarterback, and he gives the Eagles trouble. Mahomes is better. And then it's Stafford after that, and he's got Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. Like, Hugh, it's not like we can ignore this problem at corner for a while. Like, they're going to face good receivers over and over.
Did Kelee Ringo get any defensive snaps last night? Because Ja'Cory Bennett went in there when Adoree Jackson went out, and then Adoree Jackson went back in. I don't think Ringo was in there at all. I mean, Makuba obviously played a ton.
I think you're right. I'm looking right now, defensive snap counts. Yeah, I don't see Ringo's name on here at all. I don't think he was on the field.
So he was battling for the second corner position most of training camp, and then doesn't even see a defensive snap when Adoree Jackson is struggling like that and had to leave the game for a little bit to get, I think he got checked for a concussion, and he doesn't get in the game. You put in Bennett, who missed time and was late getting here because of the trade.
So Ringo got 18 special team snaps, but I'm not seeing any on the defense. Yeah, he got zero of them. It's the second corner is a real problem. Peter in the Lehigh Valley. I know he's happy after they beat the Cowboys last night. What's up, Peter?
Listen, I'm going to put a positive spin on the first part of this.
Okay.
We won last night.
Yep.
We saw where the weaknesses are, and we saw what Jalen Hurts does. He commands the field. He gets the win. Doesn't make mistakes. Doesn't push anything. Doesn't risk anything. He gets the win. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal, in my opinion, last night.
No, I agree.
We didn't rack up the numbers, but he never racks up the numbers. We get the win. That's what I want. I want the win.
Well, Peter, I agree. I thought the box score and the stats don't tell the story of Hurts last night. He was a complete command, and I thought his running, Peter, last night was it really changed the game. I mean, his legs flipped first downs. They scored touchdowns. He was great last night.
Jalen Hurts did what Jalen Hurts does.
Yep.
Now, quickly on Carter. Here's my issue with him. And whatever they do with him, the team does with him, I'm okay with. They let him play. They suspend him. That's fine. If he would have spit on someone in the real world, as Hugh said earlier, that's assault. You get arrested for that.
Well, it's beyond the assault. It's just decent. Human decency. Well, you don't spit on someone.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's disrespectful. And here's my problem. As he came into the league, he was getting compared to some very good defensive linemen in NFL history. My issue here is I'm afraid he's going to get started to get compared to an Ndamukong Suh.
Which he could. And look, Sue matured as time went on, and Peter, we appreciate the phone call, but Sue was considered a dirty player early in his career. Great player, but a dirty player. He had the whole thing where he kind of stepped on...
Somebody's grown.
I think it was Rodgers. He stepped on him after a play. I mean, he had that... But this reputation's almost a little different.
This is different.
Yeah, like
this
dirty totally player, different. Like a late hit. This is a guy that the Eagles need to find a way to help him channel himself. Otherwise, like, guys, imagine if last night was a playoff game. That game was this close to going the wrong way. And if it was a playoff game against a better team, obviously Dallas, although they looked decent last night, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. You're not going to beat a playoff team without him. I mean, it's just you're not. Like that, so he can't do that.
This is, I hear what people are saying, this is more of uncontrollable anger. And I think that's the thing that we're glossing over. You know, love Uncle Merrill, but dog.
You can't spit on someone.
You not only that, we're tending to forget about him almost putting hands on the head coach.
Yep.
Like, this almost, and again, I've never been around him. I'm just going by, you know, what I potentially see. It's almost like he blacks out and anybody could get it. Like, that's not good. You need to control that. Like, what everything that Jalen Carter is because he's as aggressive as he is. He needs to channel that better. And that's the bottom line. This has the potential to get out of hand.
Which is why, and I recognize what I'm saying, it will hurt them next week. I want to suspend him for next week. Mm. I need to send a message. At some point, my fear is, he's going to get himself suspended for a month.
Well, how about this, Joe?
Like, what if it's a referee he goes off on, and then we lose him for a month?
I want him to get it.
Like, you need to stop.
He needs to talk to somebody.
Well, I agree with you on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls come. We'll get a lot of phone calls rocking the next call, next segment. And coming up at 12, it is Friday. We got to work in Scott Fransky. Fransky Friday.
Scott.
We'll talk to Scott at 12 as the Phillies get set for a series of Miami. How about the Phils? Well, we were all wrapped up in the Eagles yesterday. They took a series in Milwaukee. What a well-pitched game by Ranger. They get some clutch hits. Bader with the defense. The Phils won a big series in Milwaukee, and they're looking pretty good right now as they head to Miami before the Mets come in here early next week. We'll talk to Scott at 12. Your phone calls on the Eagles. What would you do with Jalen Carter? I would suspend him for next week. He would not play if I was Nick Sirianni next week in Kansas City. Your thought on Jalen Carter, the win, Hurts, all of it. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Luke Nichols in for Kyle Quinn today. Eagles win at 24-20. They're 1-0. Were you fully confident the whole time that they'd actually win the game?
Yeah. I never thought for a minute that they were going to lose.
I had one moment, and I'm with you. I thought they'd win the whole time. I mean, I thought they'd win by a lot. Obviously, as the game expressed itself, I was like, oh, this is not going the way I thought. The only time I had a little trepidation, Hugh, was when, remember they got the ball back on offense with about 4 minutes to go, mm-hmm. and they had a three and out. They gave it right back.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, uh-oh. I mean, we're
when
giving
they were
the
playing
ball.
Them.
Like, usually, last year we used to. Last year was the drive where Saquon would break a big run and seal mm-hmm. the game. And last night it didn't happen. Now, we gave the ball back. We got it back. And that's when Jalen closed it out with the AJ throw and his own run. And then the game was over. But it gave me a little worry when they gave the ball back. And if we're being honest, if CeeDee catches the ball, we might have a different game. Yeah.
We have a different game if that happens. But again, like I tried to tell y'all yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're up to double digits now. First half of the show.
10.
I mean, it's unreal.
Gotta be 10.
But like you said you wouldn't do it.
I'm not.
You are.
But not even noon.
But you keep asking
this
me questions.
This is ridiculous.
You keep asking me questions that lead me down this path.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that it played out basically like I said it was. They're going to come out hot.
You leave such a big detail. The best defensive player we have was kicked out.
Okay, Joe, when you have vision in a third
No, you didn't have that vision.
Like I do.
No, you didn't have that.
I don't know how it would have played out, but it played out the way that I said it
would. If you had that vision.
I don't have those intricate details.
You would have told me.
So now you want me to start saying, on this play in the before the game even starts, Jalen Carter's going to get ejected.
Well, if you have that much vision, we would have all bet a collective Jalen Carter's sack and made a bunch of money.
Well, the gift that God has given me doesn't give me that much clarity, but he lets me know the direction that this thing is going in.
That should count as another. Yeah, that should count as another I told you so.
See, that's a great call. That's 11. Yeah.
But no, they played above their station, right?
The Cowboys. Yeah.
And when it was time to close it out, they couldn't do it. CeeDee Lamb, like that was a catchable ball.
Yes.
It was a very catchable ball. And it just went through his hands and he knew it.
You know, there's a couple moments last night that just stick out, like as you kind of think back to the game. One moment that's kind of the unsung moment of the game was Zach Bond chasing down Miles Sanders on the big run up the left sideline. If he scores there, I mean, no one scored after that. That was it, right? He caught him, and then, you know, a couple minutes later they get the fumble, and they get the ball back, and then the weather delay. But that was a big hustle play by Zach Bond. I thought the linebackers played well. Bond made a lot of plays.
Yeah, he got like 9 tackles.
Jahad Campbell is a great athlete.
Wait a minute, who was it? When you have a corner that's the second leading tackler on your team,
Was it Adoree? Or was it Quinion?
I think it was Adoree.
Yeah, it's because they were catching the ball in front of him over and over. he can't play. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, Joe, is the first game of the
season. No, hold on. Sometimes your eyes tell you everything
Joe,
you need.
Joe, I'm trying to help you out.
Nope.
Temper it a little bit.
I'm sorry.
His C game, though. Imagine what his A game is.
Yeah, right.
I only like five catches.
Temper it.
Something tells me we're not going to see that A game around here.
But yeah, he was. He had 7 tackles.
Yeah, okay.
5 solo. Okay.
I'm sorry if you think it's an overreaction. Adoree Jackson can't play anymore.
It's a little bit of an overreaction.
No,
Joe.
It's not.
A little bit of an overreaction.
I'm trying to help you out. I'm sorry. That's
first
what I saw.
First game of the season.
All right, let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up,
Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, Bruce.
Oh, man, I tell you, I'm just still trying to calm down from this game. Just the idiocy of Carter. It was just unbelievable. You know, and Hugh, you're exactly right about this situation with him. I don't believe that he should sit out the next game because the biggest thing with that's not going to fix the problem, and it's going to tax the defense even more. Yeah, I mean, you can almost pretty much sacrifice that game to KC, and I just don't believe that that's the way to go. You take a big chunk of money away from him, but then at the same time, you need to sit down with him and like Hugh says, and he needs some professional help. He's got anger issues. And in a fit of anger, he could not control himself. And guess what? The rest of the league is going to look at that, and now he's put a tag or a target on his back that other teams are going to take a page out of that and push him to try to do things like that. So he has just set himself up for a reputation that's going to be hard to come down on, and I just think professional help is going to help him over some of that.
Bruce, I agree. I agree with that. I agree with what Hugh said. But I want him to feel how much he hurt his football team last night, and they won last night, and I didn't feel remorse. He's walking off the field smiling last night. Bruce, I want him on the sidelines next week to send a message. Like, Bruce, I know you don't want to lose the Kansas City game, but if they don't get control over this player, who's to say at some point he doesn't swing on a referee? And then the NFL suspends him for 6 games and then ruins our season. Like, at some point, the Eagles have to get this under control because he's been here 3 years and it doesn't look like he's under control.
No, and that's a good point. And you absolutely, and I agree with you 100%. But, Joe, I just don't believe that sitting him out one game is going to fix the problem.
No,
it's not going to fix the problem. He's going to go back in, and there's going to be situations that are going to come down later on, and he does not know how to translate, you know, trash talk into smart. And to behaving in an intelligent and let's just go with emotional intelligence. That's the issue.
Yep.
Dropping him one game is not going to help that. Now let me just say something else about my other issue with the Eagles last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I got an issue with this OC. Now in the first half they did okay, but in the second half I'm watching plays. I'm watching everything. I'm going to tell you, he needs some work, and they better get that. He needs to get his act together. I mean, for them to run Barkley up the middle on three straight first downs on three different
Yeah, that was a little bizarre, Bruce. The run game got shut down the second half. Bruce, I agree with that. One thing, and Bruce, good phone call. Hugh, I don't know the truth on this. I don't know what it is. I'm just wondering. I brought this up on the pregame show last night. I wonder how healthy A.J. Brown is.
Mm-hmm.
He did not practice much in the preseason. He had a hamstring issue. He said during Super Bowl week he had his knee drained twice. He didn't look open to me last night. Like, remember the Panthers game last year? He's wide open.
He looked a little slow. It's probably going to take him his time to get
back. So I wonder if part of last night was Petullo knows, right? He's coaching him every day. He knows he's not running 100%. We got to throw it underneath right now. I'm not down on Petullo after last night. I wonder if the real issue is A.J. Brown's just not physically right. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Your reaction to the win, how Jalen Hurts played, the Jalen Carter situation. Would you suspend him for next week? Do you think the Eagles should take some action here? I would. I wouldn't play him next week against the Chiefs. Where do you come down? Everything on the game. And we got to talk to Scott Fransky. It's a Friday. A Fransky Friday. The Phils won a heck of a series in Milwaukee, including a well-pitched game yesterday. They're playing good baseball. We'll talk to Scott, then right back to all the Eagles right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This NFL season, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants to boost your bets even more. Right now, all customers could double their winnings with a 100% profit boost. That means you get two times the payout on NFL Sunday money line bets. I like Denver on Sunday to win their game big against Tennessee. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and get into the NFL action with a chance to win even bigger. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.